Morning, Martin. Yes, and thank you. It was quite a moment to be there when the bid was announced. It was very exciting. An enormous amount of work, obviously, has been put in over 6 years now to develop the bid and pitch it to the IOC under their new norm mechanism for selecting games hosts. But it's really so exciting that the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games will be in Australia in 2032. And so, you know, for all those budding athletes that are considering that, there's something to aim for. The opportunity, a very rare one, will be one of only three countries ever to have hosted the Games three times to compete on their home soil.
How confident were you? I mean, we all know that Brisbane was the favourite going into it, but now that it's all out, you can tell us, were you 100% confident, or were you just thinking, oh, what if we don't get it?
Well, look, there was always the option, and there were some delegates who voted against awarding us the Games. The real point was making sure that the final presentations hit the mark, convinced the delegates, more than 50% of them, to vote for us. And so there's always that element of doubt. And I think the fact that all tiers of government were represented here alongside the AOC in Tokyo was the thing that made the difference. If we'd tried to do it from Australia or hadn't turned up, I think it could have been a very different outcome.
Obviously, celebrations a little bit subdued, given that you're all masked up and with the COVID situation, as we know. But still, you must have been really wanting to hug someone and give them a high five, but you weren't able to do that, unfortunately.
No, well, that's right. And Tokyo is quite a different city from what I've experienced previously. Right now, with COVID restrictions and the work that's being done to protect both citizens of Tokyo and the athletes at the Games and all of those that are assisting. It really was quite constraining, and you're right, the temptation was to jump up and grab the person next to you and to celebrate. All we could do was basically clap the event. As at the Games themselves at the moment, even cheering's prohibited. So you can clap loudly, but you can't cheer. And so it was a very different celebration, but I think symbolic of what these Games are going to be. They will be very different Games for all the obvious reasons.
We know from the bid that it's going to be worth billions of dollars, I think, to Queensland and to the country as well with tourism. What about Tasmania? Is there a chance that we may get an Olympic team or two using us as a pre-Olympics base, for example, say at Lake Barrington with rowing?
Look, I think all of those options are open, and you know, you mentioned Barrington. It's still, I think, one of the best rowing courses in the world, and I know that the Australian teams enjoyed being down here over the summer to do their training and for the national championships. We're at Lake Barrington this year as well, so it's a great course, and there'll be opportunities all over the country to host teams that are down here for training for specific types of sporting events, and the economic impact is projected to be in excess of $17 billion nationally and over $8 billion for Queensland. So huge opportunity and something for us to really look forward to. We've talked about the events that we've already got coming over the next few years. Women's Football World Cup, we've got the Women's Basketball Championships next year, UCI Road Racing Championships next year, the Netball World Cup in 2027, and bidding for the Rugby World Cup in 27 as well. You know, to have the 32 Olympics and Paralympics as the marker at the end of that decade is really quite extraordinary.
It's going to be a fantastic time, and the excitement no doubt will build over the next 11 or so years. Once again, Richard, congratulations on your role in the bid. Stay safe in Tokyo. We'll catch up with you when you get back home. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Martin. Good to talk to you.